We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V. E. Howard.
Today, I want to speak to you relative to the grave and deadly dangers we face from religious modernism. The subject, the consequences of modernism. There can be no affinity between the gospel of God and the modernism of men. The two systems are totally and mutually exclusive. It is not the gospel and modernism, but the gospel versus modernism. Modernistic thinking has become the order of the day. Modernism is a rejection of the supernatural. It has no place for the miraculous. Beloved, have you ever wondered very seriously just what the consequences of modernism are? They are grave and serious. They are deadly and destructive. What would occur in the world today if modernism wins the victory and establishes its claims? If modernism be true and acceptable, what would be some of the certain consequences to follow? If modernism is true, Jehovah God is swept out totally and completely from the human minds and hearts. Remember, modernism has no place for the supernatural. God is supernatural. Modernism has no place for the miraculous. This rules out God from heaven. If modernism is so, then atheism has been right all along and the Bible has been wrong since Moses penned the first words of Genesis chapter 1 some 35 centuries ago. The Bible meets atheism and modernism head on. Psalms 14:1 states, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. That is, none that doeth good." A similar statement occurs in the 53rd chapter of Psalms, when the writer declares, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. That is, none that doeth good." If modernism is so, these passages read incorrectly, ladies and gentlemen. They should be rewritten as to read, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is a God." If modernism is right and true in its various claims, then it is the wise man who denies the existence of God, and the fool is the one who acknowledges the existence of a supreme being. But my friends, the Bible is not wrong. The Bible is right. The Bible is right when it declares that the man is a fool who will look at all the staggering and overwhelming evidences so easily available to the inquiring mind and still say, "There is no God." It is interesting to observe the fact that the word fool, or for the word for fool, in Psalms 14 and 53, comes from a Hebrew term which means empty person. The empty person is empty both in head and heart. Only the empty head and the empty heart would decree that there is no God. Young people, hear me. When your atheistic professor tells you in the classroom that there is no God, remember, you are listening to both an empty head and an empty heart. Your faith and confidence in God and His Word should not be shaken by any man or woman with an empty head and an empty heart. Beloved, would you want to live in a world where there is no God? As bad as our world is because Satan and sin, it would be 10 million times worse if all lived as though there were no God. If the tenets of modernism are attractive to you, just remember that the world of modernism is a world without God, for they reject the supernatural that rules God out. If modernism is so, we have no Christ. Modernism rules out the supernatural, and that leaves no place for Jesus Christ. If modernism is true, there is no place for all the supernatural prophecies that told of His first coming. Prophecy is the supernatural itself. It is miraculous in its basic nature. There are more than 300 supernatural or miraculous prophecies in the Old Testament relative to the coming of the Christ. Not a single prophetic declaration is true if modernism is true. There could be no room for His supernatural entrance into our world by means of the virgin birth, prophesied of by Isaiah and fulfilled, as you read about in Matthew chapter 1 and chapter 2, if modernism is true. There would be no room for the miraculous manner of His life spent upon the earth if modernism is true. Jesus Christ is the great miracle of the Bible. There would be no specific room for any of His miracles, such as the turning of water into wine, walking upon the Sea of Galilee, healing the sick and the diseased, calling the dead back to life again, His own resurrection, His ascension, the establishment of the church amidst the miraculous manifestations of the great spiritual power and the many signs and wonders He performed through apostolic agency, if modernism be true. My friends, if modernism is true, we might as well forget about the second coming of Christ, the resurrection of all the dead, the final judgment, and the eternal destinies in heaven and hell for all mankind. All of these Bible doctrines of final things demand the supernatural, and modernism has no place for the supernatural. But some modernists may be thinking, we're not seeking to eliminate Him as a teacher, as philosopher, as an excellent moral guide and example. But ladies and gentlemen, lost humanity needs more than a master teacher. Lost humanity needs more than a great and renowned philosopher. Ruined mankind needs more than a moral guide or a good example. We need Jesus, the Lord and Savior. We need Him as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, as expressed in John 1:29. We need Him as the Good Shepherd, the one who laid down His life for His sheep, as you read about in John 10:11. We need Him as the way and the truth and the life, as you read about in John 14:6. We need Him as the one who died for our sins. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which also I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, and that He hath been raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." The writer of Hebrews 2:9 tells us, "But we behold Him who hath been made a little lower than the angels, even Jesus, because the suffering of death crowned Him with glory and honor, that by the grace of God He should taste death for every man." My friends, are you listening? We need far more than a teacher, philosopher, example, and moral guide. We need one who is both God and man. Modernism has no place for both God and man. They have no room for Him who is both the Son of God and the Son of Man. The Jesus of modernism is just a man and nothing more. They take from Him His deity and His sonship as the Son of God. There is no room for Him at all as atonement and Savior in godless modernism. Modernism is the overt enemy of Jesus Christ and Christianity. Do not allow anybody to deceive you to the contrary with high-sounding speeches and smoothly flowing words of rhetoric. If modernism is true, we might as well bid final goodbye to the Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, if modernism is so, then the Bible is not true. Remember that there is no place in modernism for the supernatural. The Bible is not a naturally produced book. It was conceived in the supernatural counsels of Jehovah's mind, and by the supernatural inspiration was conveyed to the minds of some 40 men over some 16 centuries, who wrote the words under infallible guidance of God's unerring Spirit, the Holy Spirit. This book begins on the supernatural note of creation in Genesis 1 and concludes in Revelation 21 and 22 with the saved redemption in the New Jerusalem, which is made possible through supernatural power. Between these two events, the Bible is filled with supernatural or miraculous works. Modernism is not happy with the book that majors in the supernatural and deals with the miraculous. Therefore, they seek to rewrite the Bible and omit its various references to any supernatural occurrence. When modernism is finished with the Bible, it is a book filled with natural theology and not supernatural events at all. The Bible of modernism is not the Bible that you and I know. It is not the Bible that you and I love. It is not the Bible that we are to obey. It is not the Bible you and I revere and seek to share its saving message with those who sit in the regions and shadows of death. Beloved, hear me. Are you listening? Do you want to live in a world without a Bible? If you do, you are an avowed modernist. If you do not, then you do not wish to live in a world dominated with modernistic theology and materialistic concepts. If modernism is so, we can never again open the blessed book and find strength for our weakness, aid for our troubles, comfort for our sorrows, and confidence for our minds and assurance for our hearts. Do you want to live in a world void of the creation account as found in Genesis chapter 1 and 2? The Ten Commandments given to Israel revealed in Exodus 20. The storybook of the Bible, the comforting Psalms, the wisdom of Proverbs, the prophecies of the Hebrew writers, the Sermon on the Mount, the story of Pentecost, the answer to the question of what must I do to be saved and to keep saved. These are spiritual matters of grave concern to people who are confronted with modernism. Yet, this is the very world which modernism is seeking to carve out for you and your children, for me and my children and generations yet unborn. Don't you know, if modernism is true, there is no place for preaching? Did you know that? Why bother about preaching if modernism is true? I have given the most of my life to the preaching of the gospel and even to radio. Yet it was all for naught if modernism is so. If there is no God to preach, no Christ to proclaim, no Bible to exalt and no truth to extol, any kind of preaching would be but a shell. It would be worthless and a waste of the speaker's time and the listener's attention. If modernism is so, you may as well have heard your last sermon. There is no need to preach anymore. There is no need to listen to the Bible. There are those today who despise preachers and preaching. This truly is what modernism is clinging for. Is that the kind of a world you want to live in? A world with no more religious journalism, with no more Bible teaching? That is no conceivable way we can visualize just what would happen if every preacher laid down his Bible today and never picked it up again, silenced by the modernist of our time. If modernism is true, then we should have preached the last sermon and the preacher has gone his way. We can forget all about Paul's writing in 1 Corinthians chapters 1 and 2, and the Bible says, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not in wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made void. For the word of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us who are saved it is the power of God. For seeing that in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom knew not God, it was God's good pleasure through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." My friends, that's what God says in the Bible. Preachers, hear me. Are you listening? Modernism is an avowed enemy of the gospel preaching and gospel preachers. Gospel preachers must recognize that modernism is an enemy to be reckoned with. Don't you forget it. It is not a weak enemy, but one that is deeply entrenched. Do you want to live in a world where you will never have the gospel messages again on radio, television, and the printed page? As a matter of fact, there are many radio stations and television stations across the nation today that absolutely forbid gospel preaching. Is that the kind of a world you want to live in? If modernism is so, you have prayed your last prayer. You have heard the last prayer prayed for you. To whom will you pray if there is no God to listen? No Christ to serve as a mediator between God and man? And nothing for which to make request. If modernists pray, they are being inconsistent with their own espoused theology of religion. If modernism has its way, there will be no prayers at funerals. No more prayers at the side of the sick and the diseased. No more prayers for our food and physical blessings. The world of the modernist is a world without prayer. If modernism is so, you may as well forget about going to worship. There is no need to assemble for religious gatherings if modernism is true. If modernism is so, we might as well sell all of our church buildings, lock, stock, and barrel. The world of modernism is a world without a church. Modernism feels toward the church just like Robert Ingersoll, the agnostic, who once said the church must be eliminated. It must die, he said. It must be destroyed. Modernism would love to sing its tune of irreverence, unbelief, and shout for joy over the grave of the church. Modernism seeks to establish a world void of God, Christ, and hope. I'm sorry to say that many churches today have driven God and Christ and the Holy Spirit away. Is that what you want? If it is, you are an avid supporter of modernism. If not, then you do not want the world of modernism, and there is a need for opposition to modernism and an acclamation and declaration for divine truth, the miraculous, the Almighty God, Jesus the Christ, the Savior of man's soul, the Holy Bible, the Word of God, man's only guide.